everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Melanie.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week, except during the month of June, July, and also during the holidays. But other than that, you can depend on us to be in your feed. We get on here, we talk about what the heck we want to talk about, okay? And I mean that quite literally.
Literally.
We're real life sisters. I said that. We want to thank our sponsors.
We sure do. We want to thank BetterHelp and Factor, which we are going to tell you more about in this episode.
Okay, very good. So for those who watch this podcast instead of listening, you are probably wondering, specifically our Patreon, they're wondering what was Melissa going off on. I'm about to tell you guys immediately. So Jamie Foxx on Instagram just posted that he is doing a like one man show type situation. He kind of alluded to this a while ago. And I reposted in my story and I was like, if he's coming back to stand up, I'm going.
Yes.
So he just posted something. Well, I know. I think he answered a response. Are you pulling up the response?
The second thing outside of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like the title of it is What Had Happened Was. Mm-hmm. And he commented, someone asked, is it stand up? Are you returning to stand up? And he said,
it's a stand up comedy hybrid, part stand up comedy, part one man show. A lot to get off my chest and a lot of people to thank. The whole time I was thinking if I could stay funny, I could stay alive.
And I want to know what had happened. I want to go see it. Okay. You guys know how we feel about being able to see legends and icons and the goats in our lifetime. To be able to see them live perform is like totally a thing for me. And I want to see Jamie. I do. And one man's show is low key better because you get the stand up and he's going to sing. He's going to do some acting. He's going to do some acrobatics. I don't know what he's going to do. He might fall from the ceiling. I don't know. What I'm saying is I want to be in the number.
Amen.
So I was saying so many of us want to go. We need someone in charge of the tickets.
Yes.
To buy 6 or 8 tickets and then just divvy them out and we could just pay you back. Okay. Yes. So that's all I'm saying. I'm very excited. Okay. Moving on. We're going to start with a segment we like to call Long Story Short, where we catch you up on the things that have happened during the weekend. There's really only one thing that's happened during this weekend. It was over the course of the weekend.
We went to Vegas and saw Babyface. And Babyface is a great time.
He's so much fun.
He was. You know what? One of my favorite things about this show was that the background, you know how like a screen is usually up? And, like, if you're at a Beyonce concert, first of all, there is no screen. It's just her doing acrobatics. And then she has, like, giraffes, tigers, lions, and bears. And then she has Blue Ivy popping out of the floor. Like, a Beyonce concert, it's like everything's going on. This Babyface concert was like your 96
Microsoft
computer's screensaver. It was like hearts, but like here's a heart being drawn and then it just bursts.
Yes.
And then here's another heart being drawn and it bursts. And it was like the sun, right? Like, oh, it's a sun and then open, it's another sun and oh, like it was the most basic background. So basic. But it was so great.
He had like spears going through.
Yeah, it was just.
Shooting stars.
And then his background dancers were.
Out of line.
They were so. It looked like he got like. The casting for the dancers were for ages 25 to 35.
Yes.
Or maybe 25 to 30. And they were doing all the TikTok dances.
Literally.
In the back of Babyface singing.
Whip Appeal.
Whip Appeal. It like, was so great.
They were doing like lean back stuff.
Yes.
They were doing like the that you're like, why is that the dance you're deciding for to this. Do to this yes. song? It don't make no sense.
Yes.
Like, are you familiar with Babyface? Have you heard?
Oh my gosh.
His songs? I'm so confused. They were so out of line. But Babyface was up there enjoying himself. He would join in. He's 66 years old. And the man was up there gigging.
He absolutely, with his, I've never seen so many diamonds glitter.
Oh man.
I mean, from his outfits to the full piano.
Absolutely.
That was decked out in
Swarovski crystals.
Literally. Okay.
I can never say it correctly.
To all of the dancers' jackets.
To his guitar.
To his guitar, both, the guitar came out.
The acoustic guitar.
Everything had crystals. It was very shiny.
And I just really quickly, this is the thing, right? So he starts strong.
Oh man.
Babyface songs.
Yes, he does.
Strong in his like, I know why you are here. Mm-hmm. You are here for these songs.
Oh,
we
man.
Are going to sing them back to back to back
oh,
to back
great.
To back to back to back. And you know, he's also a musician. So there is, while the production itself is very basic, the musicianship is
oh, yeah.
amazing.
Absolutely.
The saxophone is also a singer.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Everyone and their dancers, like everyone is like doing the things, right? So he starts off strong. Then he's like, this is my favorite part of the show. Mind you, this is after his songs. Okay.
Right.
So he's like, this is my favorite part of the show. I'm going to take time travel. We about the time travel. He tells every story. Do you remember how he was on Versus? That's how he was for this. Every story.
Every story.
I wrote this song and Whitney Houston didn't want to sing it. So I went and told Clive Davis. And then eventually Whitney Houston came back around and she was in a rush. She wanted to go to the mall. Like literally, that's a story
was acting,
he told.
Yes. He was acting like a 66-year-old
yes.
grandfather.
Yes.
That's
yes.
how he was acting.
So then he goes through his time travel of songs he has written. I'm going to name a few.
Oh, man.
Because at the end, this is the only thing I kept saying. Do you realize he sat down and wrote 11 Years of Sacrifice?
Oh, man.
Like, he, not that he wrote the song, that those were the lyrics that came out of him.
I didn't even know he wrote that.
The entire Waiting to Exhale album.
Oh, well, yes, that.
The entire album and iconic songs from like the Boomerang soundtrack.
But he wrote like every song he made was iconic.
Literally, like, the lyrics are iconic.
It was so good.
Like, okay, so let's go through. My, Johnny Gill, put on your red dress and some of that sweet perfume. Let all your hair down.
It was so good. Oh, man.
Like, he wrote that. Who doesn't know My? Everybody knows that. Okay, End of the Road.
Oh, man. That was great. That was just, I mean, it's just the whole room is singing. It, yes.
Ready or Not After Seven, which is.
Ready or Not. Yes.
Adele, After Seven, they're all one group to me. Take a Bow, Madonna.
I didn't know he wrote that. I also don't really know that song.
You don't? That's a great song. Can We Talk
oh,
for
yeah.
a Minute?
He wrote that one.
Because girl, I want to know. He wrote that.
Yes.
Two, okay, I only think of you.
On two. On,
that's day and night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Okay. Keep
We're
going.
Not making love no more. Drew Hill. Sitting Up in My Room, which is also on the Waiting to Exhale album.
Also a great song.
Shoop.
Oh, well.
Actually, the name of the song is Exhale. Shoop, Shoop. I didn't know
it's
that. I just
shoop.
Call it Shoop.
It's called Shoop.
Okay. Whitney V. Houston. I'll Make Love to You. Boyz II Men, which, by the way, Kevin and I went on this, like, how many songs that has Babyface written that are in, like, the top 100 song, number one songs
that
on the Billboard chart? Yes, literally. He topped himself with the two Boyz II Men songs. One was on for, like, 16
oh,
weeks,
yeah,
set a record,
yeah.
and then the next one was on for, like, 17 weeks
yes.
and set a record.
Yes.
He has, like, two or three songs in, like, the top 10. That's crazy.
Yes.
Okay, where would we stop? I'll Make Love to You. We're not going. Oh no, Not Gonna Cry.
Oh,
Every Little Step I Take, Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm. Red Light Special, TLC. Water Runs Dry, Boyz II Men, Whip Appeal, we all know this. When Can I See You Again? Love this song. Breathe Again, Toni Braxton. Rock With Ya, Bobby, all the Bobby Brown songs he wrote, Babyface wrote, and I love me some Bobby Brown, I'm not even going to lie to me. You Making Me High, Toni Braxton, Superwoman, Karen White, A Song for Mama. Y'all know the Mama song.
Oh, I didn't know he wrote that.
That's from the...
That's Boyz II Men.
But what's the...
Soul Food.
Thank you. Soul Food. Digging on You, Digging on Me, TLC. He wrote that. Okay?
You know what I was saying is so amazing, like really cool, is that he wrote all of the songs and more we haven't even listed, but like they don't all sound the same.
No.
He has the ability as a songwriter to write a song that feels like the person he's writing
Absolutely.
It for, like in their voice and tone and like words. And so when you hear Sitting Up in My Room, and maybe that's just because that's who it's now paired with.
Yeah.
But it's like Sitting Up in My Room doesn't sound like the Toni Braxton songs
yeah.
that he wrote,
yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
also doesn't sound like the Drews Hill songs that he wrote, which also doesn't sound like After Seven. Like he was able to just like be very specific and like, and then the words as well. Like there's so many songs. I'm going to sound like the age I am, and that is okay.
That is.
But like, I'm going to sound like my mama, what she used to say about the new music. The new music don't have no love, no feeling, no nothing in it. But he like was able to be creative with words.
Yes.
You know, like be able to express himself.
He was very expressive.
Through words.
Because when he loved these girls, he loved
yes.
these girls.
Yes. And that like really made the songs amazing.
It felt like love songs.
It felt like love songs.
Because Roni by Bobby Brown, first of all, it's one of my favorites.
Is that Tenderoni?
Yeah, but the name of the song is Roni.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite Bobby Brown songs. Mm-hmm. And when you actually dissect the lyrics, you realize Babyface was none but a lover boy.
Absolutely.
And so all the songs are always him like professing his love in some way or another. And anyway, I'm not gonna Let It Flow, Toni Braxton. Like he has so many songs. I didn't even name the Eric Clapton song. I didn't even name the rock and roll. He didn't even sing it. That's how like the depth of his catalog is.
Yeah.
The rock and roll song he sung at the NPR on NPR, he didn't even sing that at the concert. He didn't even do the Bobby Brown songs, I don't think, in the NPR thing. And he did that there. He didn't do Brandy. Like literally he would write a song and I feel like it would start these people's careers
because
the songs that are iconic when you think of those people, he wrote them. He start Toni Braxton, you're gonna name You're Making Me High. You are. You just are. Brandy, you're gonna name Sitting Up in My Room. Just Bobby Brown, you're gonna name Every Little Step or Roni. Those are two of my favorites. Johnny Gill, you're not gonna not name My.
You're just not.
But Boyz II Men, come on. Like it's just, what an amazing man.
I know. The list goes on.
Yes, Fall Out Boy. Thank you, because I didn't know.
It was really dope to be able to start off the concert with his songs and then
that are also iconic.
And then say the rest of this concert is going to be all the songs I wrote for everybody else. And like you didn't feel. I mean, at the end, I was like, well, one more of yours would have been nice. But he did. But like you didn't feel like you went without because there were so many songs. And he was doing his little two-step.
Yeah,
you know,
he
did a little two-step to a couple of the songs and the background singers. And the background singers got some shine and they was up there singing. You know what I also appreciated? It was all men up there. I don't even think I saw, I only saw black men, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
On the sax, and that boy was
played.
The background vocals, a drummer, the everybody. I think it was all black men.
Yeah.
And they were, it was great. That was it was fun. Let me tell you, it was a bunch of people who
were my mama's age. And up.
And they was in there getting their life. It was so adorable. They was a couple couples. And at one point he'd say, y'all slow dance no more.
Yep.
And the people went out and slow dance. And it was just so sweet.
It was really great. If you have an opportunity to see him, I would go.
Yeah.
I would take, if your mama was into him at the time or whatever, your auntie, whomever, I would go with them.
Yeah.
But it was a great, We remember Babyface songs. My mom is actually a huge Babyface fan from when we were younger. So I remember listening to a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
But even still, it's really cool that he can literally take you from like the late 80s, early 90s. He's written for Ariana Grande. Yep. He's written for Beyonce. He's written for Bruno Mars. Like, he has a lot in his catalog that extends 35 years.
Sure.
Which is amazing.
I don't know. Somebody's asking if it's a residency. I don't know, actually. I think it was announced. I got it in a Live Nation email, but I don't believe it's a full residency.
No, I just looked it up because somebody asked me. He has some dates. It doesn't look like he has any dates in September outside of what we just, or I'm sorry, not September, in October. He has dates like November 8th and 9th or something like that in Vegas. And then he has dates other places. Yeah. I didn't look that up, just the Vegas one. Is it like November 8th and 9th or 7th and 8th or something along those lines? And then he's, touring basically later in the year. So anyway, we had a good time.
Yes.
We ate good. We saw the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, which I've seen this show 3,000 times and I'm always still overstimulated every time. And I never know what it's about.
Oh my.
I still don't know what it's about. Kevin and I actually looked it up and I still don't all the way know what it's about. Mel and Monique were
confused. I was like, what? The first 5 minutes was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Who designed or who did this? They're on drugs. Because it didn't make, it was just like chaos. Like, we need something going on in every part of the show at the same time. Yeah. Not even like, oh, this and then this, like a roller coaster. No, it is like everything you can imagine on this stage at the same time. Good luck trying to focus. So it was a lot.
It is a lot. It's a good show. My mom, we took mom to go to see the one in New York as well. And she was like, I prefer the New York one.
I'm sure.
It's a stimulation overload. The Vegas show.
The other thing that this is a thing that's been happening more recently now when I see shows, whether it's a concert or the Michael Jackson experience or whatever. Anytime I see women performers, women on stage, all I can ever think about is what do they do when they're on their cycle? I don't know why it's a thing that happens, but like when I see Beyonce,
she literally thought this.
Literally, when I see Beyonce, I'm like, so when you're on your cycle and your outfit is like panties, what are you doing? But even in addition to that, you don't get cramps. You still show up. Because when I like work 9 to 5, I will call out. I will say I don't feel well. I'm going to stay home. But if you're like performing because you're Beyonce or you're like on the Michael Jackson and that girl, they was flipping on poles.
Yeah,
at one point, her little panty she had like went hiked up. You know, when you doing stuff and then you get a little bit of a wedgie, but like your cheek is out. That's what the girl did. And I was like, imagine if she was on her cycle right now. Now what you going to do? How annoying is that? Men don't have this problem.
They sure don't.
Women have to. What are you doing when you have to wear your panties as your outfit and you are on your cycle? I have questions. So if you are a female, okay, with a cycle, with menstruation, and you have to perform, DM me. I want to know what y'all do because I would quit. I want to call out. But before we move on, I also want to tell you about BetterHelp, which is a sponsor of this podcast. What is something you'd love to learn as an adult? Do you make time to learn new things as often as you'd like? Or was that lost in childhood? Like being a stage performer, are you making time to figure out how to do that if that is what you would like to do? Kids are always learning and growing, but as adults, sometimes we lose that curiosity. Would you like to learn gardening or maybe a new language or maybe how to finally beat your best friend or people in your circle in bowling, which I used to really actually want to excel at, but I am not good at it.
At bowling?
At bowling. Hmm. Greg is really good. Therapy can help you reconnect with your sense of wonder because your back to school era can come at any age. I completely agree with this. And actually, I just agree with like being able to have time to, first of all, time to think. You asking somebody, have you had time to learn something, is like, I need time to think about if I've had time to learn something. Yeah. You don't just ask me that question. And therapy is like, what I think of is just really a time to think. It's a time to like shut out distractions and focus and talk about things that you really need to talk about and maybe just haven't had time. And it's a listening ear. Like these people are paid to listen to you, because when you don't pay people to listen to you, they don't be listening because they trying to do everything else. But when you have people that you are paying, okay, who are there and experienced and knowledgeable, and they're not just listening and like, okay, but like are able to help it work, help you work through things. That has been my experience anyway. And one of the reasons that I love therapy and love BetterHelp for that reason. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's the other amazing thing. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. We love that. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ
GJ
today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ
GJ.
Love it.
Hey, Mel and Melissa. I am so glad that you guys are allowing us to pop the trunk, because I got one. I need to pop the trunk on summer camps, because why are they so expensive? When I was a kid, we would go to summer camp for 3 months, $200 for the whole summer. They give you lunch. You there all day. You go at 8 in the morning. You done at 8 at night. Now, summer camps are $250 a week for 8 weeks. I got 3 kids. There is no way I can pay $250 a week for 8 weeks for 3 kids. The math ain't mathing, but I did math it. $250 a week for 8 weeks is $2,000. Oh, I got 3 kids. That's $6,000. Let me tell you something. That's a small loan. So guess what? They're going to be sitting at their grandma's house watching Maury Povich, drinking Juicy Juice and all the snacks until I get off from work to come get them. I'm popping the trunk straight up on summer camps.
Let's pop the trunk on inflation.
Correct.
Let's pop the trunk on the price of eggs and bread.
We and were just having milk.
This, and milk. And having this chicken. Conversation.
Okay, I don't know why eggs, milk, and bread specifically
yes.
are always so expensive.
Always.
I have bought $8 eggs and $6.
It's the brown
dollar. At this point, if it's white is the cheapest, I'm going white this week.
Amen.
If brown is the cheapest, I'm going brown. I don't have
yes.
I'm not that picky. I bought a $6 gallon of milk before. You know what else is expensive that nobody is talking about? Cereal.
Oh, we don't always buy cereal. We're not.
You buy cereal, Joshua? I have. Your kids don't eat cereal?
Greg's anti-milk. It's
oh, got it. Because I'm like, my boys love. Me and Kev had it. You, me and Kev are infants in the middle of the night, okay? You want a bowl of cereal?
I wish.
Listen, let it be 11 o'clock at night. You want a bowl of cereal? Absolutely. Yes, I do want a bowl of cereal. We did that last night. Anyway, the point is, cereal is like $5 a box.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you know you're paying for the color on the box.
Yep.
You're paying for the character. You're paying for the cardboard. Because when you take out the bag,
it'd be small.
The first quarter of the bag is air.
Absolutely.
And then the bottom
yeah.
is the cereal.
Yes.
And crumbs. The crumbs be on the bottom.
Yep. Yeah.
It is so.
Everything.
Everything is so. Then I was listening to this NPR. I told you this NPR episode, and they were talking about tipping. We need to pop the trunk on the U.S. government.
Amen.
Because we, the citizens of this country, are subsidizing waiters and waitresses' salaries.
Amen.
And then you go on this guilt trip of feeling bad that you can't afford to tip these people good.
Mm-hmm.
When reality is, you, the employer, should be paying these people
Absolutely.
A fair wage to begin with. I can't afford my life.
Amen.
And so now you want me to afford their life.
Amen.
And then I'm the cheapskate that can't afford to pay them. But ultimately, you the man behind the door, the yes. mask. It comes back to the percentage of the tip based on the price of the food. Yes. And have you noticed that tipping is no longer just in like the service industry?
Oh, it's everywhere.
It's literally.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Huh?
They flip
Every time they flip the iPad around, it's like
you're giving a tip.
Okay, where is the choose your own option? Cause zero.
It be.
Bruh, you are behind the counter at a fast food, whatever. I don't need to tip at CVS. I don't need to tip at the smoothie spot. You are going to make it what you are paid hourly to do, and then you're going to hand it to me, and then I'm going to go on about my business. Why should I tip you?
And that's the default.
Or this, why?
And the default, someone said, and it's always at 30%. Yeah, the default is always 30%.
It's always defaulted now.
It's always defaulted to like 30%. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, why is the American public subsidizing the American public?
Literally, girl.
What does the government do?
Nothing.
Somebody answer me this, because don't need to get a refund. Don't. Oh. Raise your hand if you paid money to the IRS and your tax people didn't do it right, so you paid too much and now you're due a refund and you haven't got the refund back. Raise your hand if you keep getting letters saying that they're going to send you the refund, but they've yet to actually send the refund.
Stop saying
raise your hand if you need to pay your quarterly taxes, and you probably could just use the money that they owe you to pay it, but instead they're holding that money captive. Raise your hand if you're sick of the U.S. government.
I am. In addition, I want to add to that. You ain't got to raise your hand, but listen, because here's the other thing I hate. Why, when you go to stores, right, where you are, they're like clothing stores, okay, or whatever stores, they be like, if you want to give us more money to donate to this cause, why would I need to pay $3? Why would I need to up my total? You company should just donate.
Just donate.
Give me my little. No, I don't want to round up. Everybody wants to round your money up. I don't want to round up. I want you to donate.
Correct.
They need your money. People are dying. Give them money to save them.
People are dying, Kim. So do something, John.
Oh my gosh, I hate it so much. And then they just be, do you want to donate to the Children's Soccer of America?
You know what I always ask them?
No.
Is this a black organization? I promise I ask them every time. Is this a black organization?
Bruh.
Oh, it's not? No, I don't want to donate.
But also they be like, billion-dollar company will match your pay, whatever you give to the organization. We, the billion-dollar company, will match. Why would a billion-dollar company need to match me, the thousandaire? Okay, the $5 heir,
the barely making it heir,
Why would you and then I'm giving you money in this process already.
I've already paid you for something.
Why would you match me? You should just give it. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
At all.
Give it to me. Matter of fact, I'm an organization. Donate to me. Give me what I have to pay for. Give it to me for free. You want to do your good things in the world? Give me free stuff. Everybody sucks.
I hate it here.
Yes. While we're on the topic, because we're not on the topic at all. Listen, why when free trials, they be like free trial for 7 days, but still put in your credit card information now. In hopes that you'll forget, and then I'll charge you $300 in 7 days. But it's a free trial. That's called a lie.
It is a lie.
And I don't know what Biden needs to put into law or Kamala, but we need the billion-dollar companies to stop.
I agree.
Because that's called bait and switch.
It literally is.
That's a scam. Okay? That's called a scam.
What? Listen, stay just for a minute, because can we also do the airlines?
Yes.
Because if they give me, if I decide not to go on a trip one more time, and they give me a confirmation number that I'm responsible to remember to put in to go redo that expires, yes. No less.
Right.
That expires. I gave you U.S. dollars that does not expire.
It doesn't.
You don't just put a credit on my account that just exists. You have to go find the credit and attach it to your profile.
Yes.
There's one in particular I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
You have to find the credit with the confirmation they give you. Attach it to your profile. And then they put an expiration date on it.
On your money.
On your money.
Your U.S. dollars that otherwise does not expire, but all of a sudden there's an expiration date on when you can use your money.
I don't understand
it. It's my money and I want it now.
And I want it right now. And I want it because you know what you can then turn around and do? Oversell your plane.
Yeah.
Redo your, they always do that.
Every time. Anybody want to take a later flight for $200? I paid $5 for the flight. Why would I want $200? Double what I paid and then we talk.
And it's always that. It's always that.
At least
that.
Before we even having it's a conversation.
Are you going to pay for my hotel? Are you going to pay for my food? No, no. I want to get on the flight at the time that I booked. Right. Do you understand a plan?
Right.
So when I booked this, I had a plan. I said, you know what time I'm going to leave? I'm going to get up early. I'm going to drive myself to the airport in traffic. I'm going to park my car or Uber and pay an arm and a leg. I'm going to go through security. I'm going to go through TSA. I'm going to go through you yelling at me, the traffic people, blowing the whistle, telling everybody to move when we can't move because the doggone car is there and you too busy trying to be on a high horse and a power trip that you're telling me to go. And I'm the adult in the room and skits. Say, no, I need to stop. I went through all of that.
Yes.
Then I sit down in my seat that I probably couldn't even halfway find because it's packed. Y'all got 3 seats and 3,000 people on the doggone plane. And then you gonna say, this flight is overbooked. Mm-hmm. By chance, would you? No, but not by chance. No, not by chance. Find another flight and make it 2 flights and we all head to Atlanta
Amen.
Together.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I have one more and then I'm gonna read this ad. The other thing too. What's this scam? I have TSA, okay? And sometimes people other than me buy my flights. But that doesn't mean I still don't have TSA. And so have you ever forgotten to add TSA, your numbers, to your ticket confirmation? And then when you get to security, to actual TSA, they be like, oh, you got to go to the regular line. And you like, but I'm clear. Or you be like, but I'm TSA pre-check. And they be like, but it's not on here. I just feel like there should be another way for me. Because this happened on our way to Vegas. And I was all like, oh, I hate going through the other stuff because I hate taking off my shoes and take off my laptop. That is so annoying. And then I got to the thing and he was like, your TSA pre-check is not on here. And I was like, but I really am. And he was like, that's great. It's not on here. Go. So you got to go. I had to take off my shoes and take my laptop out of my bag. Enough of this. Enough. I have it. Okay. I just want everybody to know, including that TSA officer. I have it. We just forgot to add it. Anyway. I want to tell you what also I have, and that is Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes, so no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. So you can crush your wellness goals this month with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. That's one of the hardest things, low-key, about like trying to be on a wellness goal is the food.
Yeah, I agree.
And when you can have it like prepped for you already, when you can like pre-make choices, because in the moment choices are typically not good,
it's
and
very true,
they
man.
Will make you anti whatever you are trying to go for. But when you can pre-select your choices, it's going to help you stick to your routine, and that is a way that Factor can be helpful with for you. So head to factormeals.com/GJ50.
GJ50.
And use code GJ50 to get 50% off of your first box plus 20% off of your next month. That's code GJ50.
GJ50.
At factormeals.com/GJ50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off of your next month while your subscription is active.
Very good. You want to do another Pop the Trunk? Because I ain't been watching no shows.
We can do another Pop the Trunk. The other thing is, they're selling Sunset. I don't know when the sun is going to be sold, but this new season is going to be good.
Did you see, Chelsea's hashtag?
That we hate Nicole yes. or something.
Oh my God.
The girls are fighting.
The girls are fighting.
The girls are fighting. I don't
Justin,
know if houses
about Joshua,
are being
Joshua
sold.
Be in.
He do be in.
He be in.
I don't know if any houses in Hollywood are being sold.
Absolutely not.
But the women are fighting.
The girls are fighting.
Buying Manhattan. That's boring.
I enjoyed it.
I did not enjoy that
I
show.
I enjoyed Buying Manhattan.
It's no, not enough.
Yeah. I like the numbers and stuff.
Selling
I like Buying
Sunset is, when is the season?
Yeah.
Because I need to
watch. It should
watch.
Be coming out soon.
All this fighting they doing, it better be on the way.
They said the skinniest, because I was like, what exactly
Let's
happened?
Find out.
It seems like Nicole accused the Barbie doll looking girl.
Nicole, mother of child.
Yeah, that's Brie.
September 6th, that's my anniversary.
In 3 days. That's what I say. It's coming out soon.
See, this is the soft launch.
Yes. Woo! Yes. And I think
we
that's why. It's almost like
this.
They let them see the cuts or something.
I was gonna say, I think
and
they had final.
Yeah. Ooh, and now the stuff is happening. So it seemed like Nicole accused.
Listen.
What is Chrishell's friend?
Emma.
Thank you. Accused her of sleeping with a married man. And Nicole. Yes. And Nicole said that at the end of one of the seasons during the finale, the wife like confronted her. And so they're all saying basically that Nicole, this is what I saw on the TikTok. Okay. So they're all saying she's a liar.
Oh.
And so Emma said, or no, Nicole was like, y'all, actually, I think it was in her story. I feel like I read it. She was basically like, considering Chrishell and Chelsea were both, I'm going to use the word victims. I don't think she said that, but both victims of infidelity in your own relationships, you would think you would have more sympathy for this wife instead of standing up for your friend.
Chelsea got cheated on?
I'm telling you what Nicole said. Okay. I don't know what happened in their divorce. I'm repeating what was Ooh. Said. I'm not confirming anything.
That was a little bit of tea in there. Okay, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. This gonna be good. Listen, let me tell you what's already gonna happen. The girls are gonna be fighting and screaming and cheating and lying and this. And then what's
a little short boss?
Oh, he's walking out. He's walking out.
I have a meeting, guys. Yeah. I have to go out to the OC because the OC sells houses.
The one thing about that man
Yacht
is
party.
He don't get in the business
in Orange County.
Of the sunset.
No.
Where were they at? The
catch, I think.
The race horse place.
Oh, but it's still his attitude. It's still his attitude.
That man be gone.
At the race horse thing, he literally was like, oh, is something about to go down? Let me grab my bag. Can you call my car? Because I need to go. Like, sir, and then we'll come in. You guys need to figure it out.
Yes.
So, and
I'm putting somebody else in charge.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in charge.
Because figure it out.
Somebody do something, John.
And make sure it's John and not me.
Amen. And then the twin brother, I think he really sells houses because he don't be around.
I think that we should see him more.
Because?
I think he is so not likable, but I would love to see.
Oh, you think he's not likable?
Oh, I think his attitude sucks.
Oh, they be fighting too.
Yes. I don't think he's a people person like that. I don't think he would talk to people well.
Yeah.
I think whatever he thinks comes out.
Probably.
I don't think he has any courtesy. He's not trying to salvage your friendship. Nothing.
Yes.
But I would like to see that on TV. I would like to see him come in and be like, are y'all grown or children? Because every time I come in, something's happening.
Yeah.
And in fact, you did cheat.
Brett,
and in fact, you are stupid. And my brother does love you still too.
Yeah.
Like, I just want him to come, just truth tale. Just come in one episode and truth tale and dip.
And go. Because it's Jason and Brett. Brett is the one that we don't never see.
Yeah.
A lot of the first episodes.
He was there, but Jason was like very obviously the one.
Correct.
And then Jason had a 2-year-old girlfriend last season.
Not a 2-year-old. He dated Chrishell.
He also dated Mary before that.
He did date Mary. And that's why I want Brett to come in and be like, he still likes you.
Yes. Brett.
I want him to truth tell one episode.
Oh, man. I think Brett really be selling the homes.
Yeah, I think he really is.
He seems like, to your point about not being likable, a lot of successful men aren't.
That's true.
And they get along with other not likable successful men. And then it just be a bunch of successful not likable men in a room.
Oh my God, they said he dated Amanza and he dated Nicole?
He did date Amanza. It was years ago. That's
gross.
It's really weird to have an office where you're the boss and you've dated most of the staff.
That's why none of them respect whatever order he's trying to keep in.
Yeah. That's why he'd be leaving, because he'd be trying to sleep with them later. You can't choose a side in public and then try to come over later tonight. You're going to get cussed out now. So he'd be
That's probably true.
He'd be trying to keep everything. Hey, I missed that. What happened? Come tell me about it at my house at 12.
Oh, that's so interesting that they're able to still work with him in this capacity. And they're all close friends. I'm trying to figure out who this speaks more about. Like, is it him?
Him.
But then absolutely, how is he choosing these women who are also okay with, yeah, that's him.
Yes. And but also, do they start out knowing? Well, I mean, Chrishell knew. Chrishell came Chrishell in knew. Knowing.
Chrishell, because she was married.
She was also vulnerable. She had gotten a divorce. She gets a pass. There's a lot going on in her life.
And then she quickly moved on, child. But her and G seem happy.
Are they still together? I haven't checked her Instagram recently.
I was down a TikTok rabbit hole. I think they are.
Oh, well, praise.
Somebody said they're married. I think they had a ceremony. I don't think they got married.
Oh. Do they even live in California? It seemed like they were like overseas or something.
I feel like, didn't they go on like a, we're just going to bounce around? We're just going to be, yeah.
That's right.
There you
right.
go. That's
so
it.
So they just kind of lived.
She does have a house that she bought.
Chrishell.
Yeah,
that's right. In the valley.
Yeah.
Yep. Because that's where she sells.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
maybe they did get married. I thought it was just a ceremony. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I am looking forward to that. Also, there's a bunch of untolds out and coming out over the next couple days.
Did you watch the Bel Air? I mean, not Bel Air, child. The murder of Donovan
Thomas?
No.
That's from YSL.
No, the football player.
Uh-uh.
No. Ooh, that was good.
That's
Aaron Hernandez's story is good.
That's right.
Air something. The murder of Air
Steve
Donovan
McNair.
McNair.
Steve McNair. Everybody's saying McNair.
Thank you very much. Because it wasn't coming. I said Donovan McNair.
I didn't know this
McNair
person was dead. I heard his name before. I thought he was alive.
No, this man
got
killed by his girlfriend.
Mm.
Young girl. Killed him.
Why?
Because basically she was like, if you ain't leaving your wife, you leaving this earth.
Oh, he had a wife.
And like 2-3 kids.
Oh, well, child.
And was still with him. And she found out he was basically cheating on her, cheating on the girlfriend. He was just unfaithful.
Okay.
And so she thought, I mean, you're married, but you're cheating on your wife with me. Oh. So really it's just me and you. But he was like, no, it's me and my wife. You and then
other people.
Correct. And so once she found that out, she was like, it's me and you, or it's you and dead. But then she killed herself.
She killed herself too?
Yes. It seemed like she had a little bit of like
mental instability.
Yeah, because of like her upbringing.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because of her upbringing and stuff.
Oh,
but
my.
It was, thank you, she unalived herself. She, it was a very interesting story.
I've never seen that. I have to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's,
I love Untold. Who else is up there?
I don't know. There's a couple coming out, but the one I started watching and haven't finished yet is about, it's called Sign Stealing. I'm not done with it yet, but apparently, listen,
okay.
This guy essentially studied, you know how teams, was it NFL? It was college football. They have, like signs for plays, like, I made that up. That's probably not anybody's sign. But if they were to do this, and this means like throw and go to the left.
This is Christian coded, because why did you become the devil?
Look, if you see the coach do this, that means run to the left, juke to the right, and throw.
That means repent.
Yes. Also, Jesus is coming back. So this guy like studied all the signs from college football teams and then helped his team to win them, they're doing that. That means you need to, this is what they're about to do.
Oh.
So it's like a whole thing. I'm still early on. I'm not all the way done, but essentially.
Is this not considered cheating?
Well, the thing is called sign stealing, but apparently it's okay to do.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So So I'm still watching, but apparently it's been good thus far. Because again, I was like, what is this? I didn't know that this was, I mean, it's Untold smart to good. Do.
It is.
To take people's signs so you can better prep your team and you can win some games. But anyway, so that's
it's more than one episode.
Oh, okay. I fell asleep.
Okay.
Amen. So I have to go back to it.
Yeah, that's what I would say. It's coming. Like counting cards is exactly what I, that's the yep. analogy. But I thought counting cards, oh, maybe it's just frowned upon. It's not like illegal.
We got to keep watching.
Yeah, I'm curious. I think the sports documentaries are some of my
same.
Favorite documentaries. The 30 for 30. Love 30 for yes. 30s. But this Untold series is very similar to like a 30 for 30.
Yes.
They're super great. I just very much enjoy.
So that one's out. And then there's some more coming out as well.
Okay,
that
we'll has watch been them. On. Have you so. Started? We're almost done. So I won't do a pop the trunk. I caught up on Plathville.
I haven't watched that show.
Yeah, you want to be in some white people's business.
I haven't watched. What is it on? Like, I was going to say network. What are they called?
The streaming Platform? Service?
Streaming service.
It's on like a random one that I can't think of.
Oh. Peacock.
It's not Peacock. It's not Max. It's like a real show.
People are saying TLC and Max or HBO.
Oh, I don't watch mine on Max or TLC. I watch it on something else. No,
God Discovery dang. Plus.
No, it's okay. something else. Anyway, it's one of the bigger ones. I don't watch it on like the TLC app. That's why I know. I think it's Paramount. No, Philo. Thank you. I was like, I feel like it starts with a P. It's Philo. I watch it on Philo. Thank you, Passionate for God. Yes, Philo is so random. That's why I'm like, it's that not. Is. I would recognize all of those. It's Philo. I watch mine on Philo. So anyway, the mom and the dad are divorced. Okay. The oldest son is divorced.
Okay.
I don't remember his name. I don't remember none of these folks' name. I'll be invested, but I won't be invested. Mm-hmm. He's divorced. Micah done moved in with his little girlfriend who didn't want to be seen. She just showed her face. Okay. The mom and the oldest son just patched up.
Oh.
The real, real Christian girl, don't know her name. She just had a birthday party. She just turned 20. She was so excited. She's the sweetest child Aww. I've ever seen. And I really want her to
get a new family.
I want her to get a new family let me shut up. She just turned 20. The little kids are growing up. The mom bought a boat and Hello. Got a boyfriend.
Hello.
Girl, that now the dad wants to start dating. Oh. It's just, he started working out and stuff. He looks good for who he is.
Okay.
It's very good. I've been very much enjoying it. I've been the wife. I wish I knew these people's name. The wife of the oldest son. She was like, you need to sign these divorce papers. You need to sign these. So finally he signed it. Now she's about to start dating. And then I follow her on Instagram. I just unfollow her actually. Cause I was like, I'm really not that invested, but she's about to have a bachelorette party. Oh. So I'm like, is she finna get remarried already? It's just a lot going on. Plathville is ridiculous. That's all I'm saying. Olivia, thank you. Barry and Kim, y'all know the folk.
I've never watched this show ever. I have no context for any of the people that you just gave.
It's basically, this is the show. These people grew up very Christian.
Oh, okay.
And she homeschooled them.
Okay.
Barry and Kim, they're the mom and the dad. And then it seems to me that as soon as they got some money, mom Kim was like, I don't really love
you. Oh, time to go.
I don't really love you.
Got it.
And so then they got divorced. Okay. And then at the same time, Olivia and her husband, Ethan, thank you. She was like, this lifestyle is not really for me anymore. And so like we can grow and evolve together. And he would be like, yeah, let's grow and evolve together. And then he would be like, let's not. And so eventually just didn't. They just literally grew apart. Uh-huh. And so now they just signed the divorce papers in the show. They've been divorced in real life. In the show, they just signed the divorce papers. So
okay.
Anyway, done?
Yes.
Mel got a meeting.
I got a meeting.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode of Gin & Juice. We will be back on Monday. I'm at a regular office. Until then, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.